We're doing our class in Jewish history. We had learned last time, when we ended the semester, we had entered the period of the Hashmonaim. And he discussed that the Hasmonean kingdom lasted for 103 years. And there were many kings during this period. And we had left off with Aristobulus, the son of Hyrcanus. And now we're entering the period of Yanai, and after Aristobulus was the king Yanai. Nacharav Yanai bno Chavzayin Shanim. Yanai was king for 27 years. V'arag arbe min hachachamim v'sibam v'od b'msecht kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us the story how Yanai murdered many of the rabbis. Yanai was a murderous king. V'acharav malcha ishto hanikret Alexandria. And after Yanai, his wife became queen. She was the queen of the Jewish people for 9 years. Tet shanim. V'acharav Hyrcanus bina. And after her son Hyrcanus was king. V'lo nichu limloch, aval minu kohen gadol. They didn't let him take the throne. They appointed him kohen gadol. Seems to be that kohuna gadola was a political position like the Gemara indicates, in those days. Yeah.
I've never heard of a queen in the history before.
So open up the book of Malachim and you'll see.
Yeah.
Noam Luchal Achiv Aristobulus. And then they gave the throne to his brother Aristobulus, Umalach Gimel Shanim Achetzi. And his brother Aristobulus had the throne for 3.5 years. Vacharav Natal Hurdus et Amalchut. And then Hurdus took the throne, Vaz Malach Ben Rimunes HaKeisar Asher B'Roma. And at that point, you have Ben Rimunes, the Caesar in Rome. ובתחילת מלכותו ריראו עליו בני חשמונאי בעזר מלכים אחרים. And when he took the throne, Hurdus, so then the Hasmoneans tried to usurp his throne. ובתחבולה הרג את כולם. And he made a plot and he murdered all of them. All of the Hasmoneans. So, he's going into a story. He's making mention of a story. He's not telling us exactly how he succeeded in murdering all of them. The Talmud says he heard a heavenly voice saying, "Whoever tries to do it now will get away with it," and he did. V'tikon hamlucha biyado chafav shanim, and he held on to the throne for 26 years. The Talmud says he murdered everyone from the Hasmonean kingdom. But there was no one left. But there was one girl left, and she said, anyone who tells you he's an Hasmonean after me is a slave, because she comes from Herod, who was a slave, and she jumped off the roof. So just before she committed suicide, she said, I was the last of the Hasmoneans. If anyone says he's Hasmonean from now on, he's a slave, he's not a kohen. V'nimshecha ota malchut kuf gimel shanim. So this whole period of the Hasmonean dynasty was a total of 103 years. We have different quotes among the sages whether Hurdus was king for 37 years or 30 years. And even though there seems to be a source that says that Aristobulus took the throne at some point, we think that that's inaccurate, but rather Aristobulus led a campaign to try and usurp Herod, but it's not that he actually took the throne. Acharav Archilus bno, after Herod, Archilus took the throne. Umalach Antipas bechayav yudalef shanim, and Antipas ruled in his days for 11 years. Acharav Agrippas ben Aristobulus sheyam mizera Hurdus gamken chafav shanim, and then we hit the grandson Agrippas, the son of Aristobulus, who was a descendant of Herod. He also ruled for 26 years. Acharav bno sheyashmo gamken Agrippas, and then he had a son Agrippas. The son, the grandson of Herod, he himself had a son that was also named Agrippas, who ruled for 20 years in Munbaz Bno, together with his son Munbaz. Others say that Munbaz was king after Agrippas for 3 years. And both of them were killed by our enemies. He was a good man, but he didn't have a reputation for his wars. He was, it seems he was not so successful militarily. So Munbaz is just before the destruction of the temple. And now the Sedra Kabbalah is going to go off on a tangent to discuss Yoshua ben Prachya and Yeshu. And we'll pick up with Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya next week, Bezachim.